This is episode 65, recorded on July 27th, 2012. Packet Pokes at Mitt's Porn and Laser Extravaganza!
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packet Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packet Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packet Sonic. And just so everybody knows, I am not, and I'm a little bit under the weather this evening, so if I sound grumpy, I'm not. I'm just not feeling well. But I do this for you, and I will be here unless my head, like, falls off, and in which case, then we'll just have just a head here and in a jar like they do on Futurama. We have a lot of interesting stories this week, and I've had a very interesting week, to say the least. Had a coworker pass away, and it was not. And then we had Sally Ride pass away, all in this week, and it's just been one of those weeks that I would like to say it's a week from hell, but it's not. Wasn't quite that bad, but it was just one of the more unusual weeks for myself and overall. So, but of course, there's always those things we have to take care of. All right. Well, we have some corrections we need to get to tonight. So, or at least one anyway. And let's get to that right now.
Uh oh.
We goofed.
Last week's show, I said that there was over 80,000 different religions, and I looked it up. I was close. Well, sort of. I did say that at one point. Then there was like 40,000. I wasn't actually far off. It was actually 38,000, I believe it was 38,000 or 28,000. I thought I had that. I looked it up here. Let's see, what was it? It was 38,000 different sects of Christianity, just of Christianity alone here in the United States. So, yeah, there. That's still a lot of different types of religions. So, remember, there's only one type of atheism. One.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, everybody, you know, there's, the one thing that defines atheism is just, we just don't believe in a God. So, that's basically it. So,
there's one definition.
Yeah, there's
atheism.
One definition.
There's lots of different people who are atheists. But
oh,
there's
yeah,
one definition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. There's one definition for atheism. It's not like.
Lots of people try to redefine it, but if you look in the dictionary, there's just one.
Yep, that's right. There's just one. Okay, well, let's get into our tech stories for this evening. Now, they say high speed lasers have been, they're setting their sights on cancer. Now, they researchers believe that one day we'll be able to kill off cancer with just a simple, precise laser burst. It sounds like something completely like out of Star Trek or another science fiction movie or TV show. It's known as a femtosecond laser. It has a high-speed light pulses at 1/4 of a second. That's pretty fast. If it was any faster, I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's just amazing that they can use this now to go after cancer. I mean, instead of having to deal with heavy chemotherapy and other treatments, just be able to go in and go, okay, shine the light on it, cancer's gone. Hey, what? Walking out in 5 minutes. Well, maybe not 5 minutes, but pretty close to it. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Like AS Agent mentioned, you know, this is for specific types of cancer. Tumorous cancers.
Yes.
This is particularly the kind of thing that will be very helpful for people with brain tumors that are not very easy to surgically remove, or with pancreatic cancers.
Right.
Because, you know, you can use this laser to target an area in the body without opening up the body, which makes it so much better.
Yes.
So, we're making great strides recently, it seems like, and I like it.
Yeah, I saw this, I'm like, wow, this is really cool. This, the fact that it's non-invasive, basically, and it's low levels of radiation and dosage, so the laser leaves especially in the brain area, leaves the healthy tissue intact, which is not common with, you know, other radiation-based treatments. Vani, your thoughts?
I think that any new technology that's less evasive and helps people get well, I'm all for it. I like what Jason said. Set your phasers to heal.
I don't think I ever heard Captain Kirk or Spock ever saying that. Set lasers to heal. Ching.
Well, that's because I don't know why they wouldn't have said that, because that was really cute.
Yes, it was.
That's all I got.
Okay. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a really interesting technology. I think I first saw something about it. It was coming out of the University of Texas like 4 years ago. And they were talking about doing this with a femtosecond laser. And it looks like they're, you know, making progress. I mean, these things take time to get the technology right. You've got to get the laser focused and through the optic and be able to deliver it, you know, in just the right place. But the whole thing is, yeah, it's stunning.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. One thing right now, it works better than prayer. Because lasers actually do something. Speaking of doing something, apparently now there's a planet that's been called the Gliese 581G. Now, I think we have talked about this in the past, but they discovered that this planet is actually pretty much right on Earth's front doorstep. Not like so many other planets out there that are so far away, but the planet's only 22 light years away. It was thought to be only about 20 years late, and it's but he since they named it Zarma's World because he named it after his wife. So if there was life there, they would take about 20 years for communication back and forth. You know, so it's like, and says, so, you know, say, hey, how you doing? We have to wait 20 years, and they'd come back. And because it's so close, just in a few hundred years, if we were out to travel out that way, we could actually get to there in a few hundred years. I mean, you'd actually, at our current level of technology, that's how long it would take. The if we did something like that, we'd have to either have people who were in stasis or some kind of generational ship to get out there. But, I mean, that would be really cool. Now, I posed this question to people on Twitter, this one guy I was having a conversation with. I said, you know, since we found this super Earth, you know, I was wondering, should we send the fundies there, or should we send ourselves there? And then he told me that if we send the fundies, why send the fundies there? Because then to a pristine, you know, universe or a pristine planet for them to screw up. Just kidding. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, there are some problems with Gliese 581G, the fact that it might not exist. Vogt's team, Stephen Vogt, he's the professor of astronomy and astrophysics at UC Santa Cruz. Uh-huh. And there are some problems with their data that he's just kind of hand-waved away. Oh, this and this. Well, you know, it's going to take a lot more study to actually find out if there is even a planet there to begin with, let alone whether it could harbor life. And you know, the referring to it as Zarmina's World because he named it after his wife, well, that's all well and good for your informal stuff around the lab, but that's not the way the IAU names things. That's not up to him.
Yeah.
So you know, it would be nice if there were something within 20 light years and we could, you know, actually get some communication going with a habitable world if there were anything there to communicate with. But
yeah.
Like I said, this is going on very sparse data and it's not a very exact kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of science, it's still, I'd like to say it's new, but it's... just the fact that we can find other planets at all right now is kind of new for us, because the planets a lot harder to find than, you know, stars, because stars give off a certain amount of radiation, and planets, they have to pull on the sun, or their own sun, a version of the sun, I would imagine. But with smaller planets, it's a lot harder because the wobble is just not there. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I think it's so funny how obsessed people in general are with, like, aliens and UFO sightings, when in reality, we are the ones doing the poking around.
Yes.
Like, perhaps the reason we're so convinced our planet is going to be invaded is because that's what we do. We invade. We poke and invade. we're the aliens. Hello?
Now, that would be kind of... I was actually thinking along those same kind of lines this morning when I was reading this. It's like, you know, if we went there, it's like, you know, those stories of the crop circles and whatnot. I was like, that's us. You know, we're actually invading ourselves. It's a time warp. We're looking at a mirror. No, I'm just kidding. but it's still kind of cool that if there is a planet there and it's not some kind of, you know, cosmic mirage, then this would be, and if it's suitable for human life, it would be really kind of cool. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, one, we know there are planets around Gliese. I mean, Gliese 581, there's four planets at least that we do know about. So the debate is whether there's these couple extra planets, including 581G, which would be the sixth planet. But even if it does exist and it's there, and I think the data when they claim it's there shows that it's orbiting at about 15 million miles from the sun, which is a little brown dwarf. So it's a much colder star than ours, so you can get much closer, and that's why it has to be that close to get warm.
Yeah.
But the orbital period is like 37 days for a year on that planet, and it's so close.
A year is 37 days?
Yeah, it takes only 37 days for it to go around.
Wow.
And it's tidally locked. And if it is there, it would have to be tidally locked. So it'll be daytime all the time on one half of the planet and nighttime. And because it's like twice the size of the Earth, the gravity would be high enough that I don't know that humans could actually survive on the surface.
That's where all those bodybuilders are coming at. See, that's why those bodybuilders are bulking up, because they know that they're going to be the ones sent out there, and they're going to be the only ones going to be able to survive, because they're the only ones going to be able to lift the fork to their mouth.
Yeah, we can tolerate increased gravity for short periods of time, but without some specialized pressure suits, just, you know, increased gravity is bad on humans. You know,
do you think that maybe over time that we'd be actually become accustomed to it?
Nah, just you have to evolve, because
that's what I'm talking about.
Low gravity is okay, but with high gravity, blood doesn't flow quite right. All kinds of things go wrong when you increase the gravity. So that's why you have special suits that could take care of a lot.
Anti-gravity suits.
But that work for a short amount of time. Over extended amount of time, I don't really see it. That we could live on.
So we should send the fundies there. This way they'll just turn to a little puddle.
Like, well, going to Mars is fine, because Mars is a small planet.
Oh, yeah.
Low gravity, we can live in low gravity for a long time. That's not a problem. It's high gravity, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's something we're going to have to eventually find some way to adapt to. All right. all right, well, let's get into our next topic here.
Politics, 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 politics.
If you've been familiar with what's been going on out in Colorado this last week, or I should say last Friday, there was the a gun shooting out in Aurora, Colorado. Trying to put two words together here. there's been a lot of speculation, and, well, what does this have to do with politics? Because Mitt Romney apparently is so far removed from our just basic information. I don't know, or if he just doesn't process it all, or he changes his mind is so twisted. He takes and hears what he says, and then or what's told him, and says, "How could I twist this?" You know, because he claimed that the Colorado gunman got all his weapons illegally, and that's not right. Every weapon that the guy had gotten was obtained over several months now. All of it was obtained legally, drawn from the gun barrel to the bullets. Everything was obtained legally. And then the Romney's personnel came out and says, after the fact, because, you know, he can always change his story, that they were claiming that, you know, oh, he just meant the bombs was cut together illegally. Well, he's kind of right and he's kind of wrong, because the bombs were actually, even though they're illegal to have, they were actually obtained with legally made items. So it doesn't matter there. He still got it, in a way, he still got it wrong. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, saying, oh, it was legal for him to have so many of those things already. Well, no, it wasn't illegal for him to have those things. It was illegal for him to do what he did with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can legally acquire all kinds of things to, which can be used to kill people, which can be used to kill thousands of people. Purchasing the stuff isn't what's illegal. Using it in certain ways is what's illegal.
Yeah,
and you know, I think Mr. Romney wanted to, you know, blur the line a little bit to make it sound like it wouldn't have happened on his watch because he'd take care of things like that.
Yeah,
but you know, it's just grandstanding.
Yeah, it's he's just trying to make a way to sidestep the whole gun issue in this country, and it really does need to be revisited and revised. I mean, when the people, when they like the Second Amendment, there's one part of the Second Amendment they always seem to miss. It says a well-regulated militia. Well-regulated. There's the key word, regulated. Not just like, oh, anybody can buy that wants a gun can just buy a gun and just take it anywhere they want. That's what they keep screwing up. That's what they keep forgetting. The whole regulated part is just missing from their vocabulary.
Well, and, you know, one other thing that happened this week, a guy in Cape Coral, Florida, pulled up in his driveway and saw a guy walking away from his front door. The guy was a salesman, you know, these guys that sell steaks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
And he had walked up to the guy's door and knocked on the door, didn't get any answer, and he was leaving. And the guy pulled up in his truck and said, "What are you doing here?" and pulled out a gun and shot the guy in the shoulder. And, you know, he fell down to the ground. And then he walked around. The guy got out of his truck, walked around to the guy that he just shot in the shoulder who had dropped to the ground, and shot him in the back of the head and killed him.
Oh, jeez.
He was on his. He went into his garage and was getting more ammunition, reloading his weapon, when an off-duty police officer came up and held him at gunpoint until the police could arrive. Okay. He was going to go out there and shoot the guy again that he had already killed by shooting in the back of the head.
Oh, jeez!
This guy had also acquired all his weapons legally.
Oh man, I am so glad I'm not a door-to-door salesman anymore. That's just really sad, you know it's sick too.
Yeah, and there are people like this, you know. There are people like this in your neighborhood right now.
Yeah, and
that's the scary part.
Yes, it really is. I really wish that people would understand that I don't know if I want to say tighter gun control, but we need more regulated gun control. There's just too much killing. It's just so
much more tightly controlled to drive a vehicle in this country than it is to own a firearm. Why is that so?
Yeah, I'd like to know that myself. Vonnie, your thoughts?
That Mitt Romney is so out of touch. Holy cow. Anyway, what do they think people are going to do, though, with automatic weapons? Go target shooting at the farm? Like,
yeah, right.
You know, why do you even need to have the stuff that he had? Why would he need to have that? And you're right. They are sidestepping the issue that guns are legal to obtain is the actual issue. It needs to be regulated, like you said. And the fact that it's still not is just, it baffles my mind. It's like, it seems like there's either one extreme or the other of opinion, in that there needs to be guns or there needs to be no guns. And if we keep doing that, we're never going to find the middle ground. And that's, I think, what we need to find. That would be progress, at least. And yeah. Regulation would be progress.
Absolutely. And you know, like I always say, that when it comes to Republicans, that's why they have a big R on there, because they like everything to go backwards, reverse.
Well, you know, and then, I mean, I'm not in favor of guns. I don't like guns. Guns do kill people, because people kill people with guns, and I'm not a fan of them. But I think that if we continue to have the argument of yes, guns, no guns, we're never going to get anywhere. And at least if we had tight regulation on weapons that kill people, mm-hmm. that would be progress, you know?
Yeah, it would be progress, but, you know, it, once again, you know, progress with the Republican Party is almost non-existent most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Well, on this issue, I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Make a note.
Make a note. Bonnie agreed with me. Yay. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is interesting, you know, because right now there's like this, should we start the national debate now or not about weapons? I mean, there seems to be some there's very little political will to actually do anything. The mm-hmm. 12 people killed in a theater a week ago. Horrible, horrible, tragic incident. And we're humming and hawing about whether we should talk about weapons or not. But meanwhile, that was a week ago. In that time, 200 people have been killed with handguns and firearms in the U.S. 200 in the last week.
Wow.
You know, it's 30 a day that die in this country. Every day, 24, you know, 52 weeks a year, all the time. So, you know, we kind of like focus on this one event, and then we're trying to decide what's the respectful amount of time to wait before we politicize it. But meanwhile, it's happening, you know, more than twice that every day is happening. It literally is just it's not even a blip on the radar of handgun deaths in this country. So it is going down,
you know, slowly. But it still needs to be, and that's because, you know, there's regulations on them, and then the Republicans are going off on Obama saying, oh, he wants to take our guns away. Well, his whole political career, being president anyway, he's had one change, and that was a negative one, if you want to call it, to allow guns to be able to go into national parks. Yeah. So he's actually doing something for the NRA, but the NRA is screaming, no, he's going to take your guns, he's going to take your guns. And then they use the phrase, the comment, in their weird twisted thinking, saying, well, he didn't do anything this time, but he will next time.
Oh, you know, nothing really underscored the ignorance when I read that tweet where did it say, guns don't kill people, Batman costumes do, because they banned Batman costumes, yeah. and the sales for guns went up.
Oh, jeez, that's ridiculous. Yeah. There is this. I've mentioned this on the show last year when I went on vacation. There's this one bank, and they said, you know, if you're going to the bank, if you have any hats on or costumes or whatever, you can't wear it in the bank. You know, and that's. It goes along the same lines. I mean, if they don't want you to wear it in their bank, but, I mean, just because they ban a costume, you think that's
the
reason?
Yeah, like that's going to solve the problem, yeah, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like that was the issue. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Batman is the problem, yeah. he doesn't, if anybody's ever seen Batman, he does not use a gun, at least in the genres I've ever watched, he never uses a gun.
Well, another more ridiculous thing with this, he didn't wear a costume into the theater.
Well, he dressed up as the Joker anyway. Yeah, not Batman.
He went into the theater. He went out the back door. Went to his car. Put on his full SWAT gear, armor, helmet, throat guard, pants, the whole thing, and then came back in through the emergency exit. He didn't come to the theater in a costume. So,
No, but he was trying to personify the Joker.
He doesn't even do anything.
Right. And he
was dressed up like a SWAT officer.
Yeah, the police officer.
There was something very specific about what he was wearing. One little thing that wasn't right. And that's the only reason the cops knew that he wasn't one of them.
Right, and at first they didn't know for sure, because at first glance they thought, hey, is this one of ours? I mean, they couldn't tell at first, but then, you know, like Dan said, there was something that was out of place, and that's how they were able to tell that he wasn't one of their own men. It's just so stupid. It just doesn't make any sense. Speaking of not making any sense, a Michigan Republican, Ajema, I'm sorry, I'm slurring his name, but he says that that Barack Obama is a secret Muslim terrorist. Last time I checked, that if you were a terrorist, you actually did something about it. You know, you actually went and blew stuff up, or you recruited others or whatever to blow stuff up. And last time I checked, Obama didn't do any of those things, People, he's not a Muslim. I don't care how much Fox News claims he's a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. It's just because he's got a strange name, so they automatically think that he's a Muslim. And there was even a debate from 2008 between McCain and Obama, when they were still both running for president, and some woman was in this town hall meeting, and she's like, "I don't like Obama because he's a Muslim." And she's like, even McCain at that time said, "No, he's not a Muslim. He's a very nice guy, and I just have a disagreement with him." I mean, even though it was corrected then, the Republicans are still going off on saying that he's a Muslim. I mean, let it go, people. It's just ridiculous. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it really is crazy. I mean, this guy, David Ajema from Michigan, is really way out there on that. It's like he said, not all Muslims are terrorists, but just about every terrorist is a Muslim. I disagree that Islam is a religion of peace. Well, I disagree that any religion is a religion of peace. But, you know, he's obviously nuts, and you know, Obama has never said he is a Muslim.
Right.
You know.
It's like I have these conversations with Christians, and they're saying, "No, he was an atheist." It's like Hitler was an atheist. Like, where does he say he was an atheist? He always says he's a Christian. It's like
exactly.
It's the
well,
same
you know,
thing.
If you mention that it's okay for people to not believe, then you must be an atheist.
Oh yeah.
You know, but, you know, as far as, you know, just about every terrorist being a Muslim, apparently he, you know, doesn't know about Timothy McVeigh. He doesn't know about the Sinhalese Liberation Army in the 70s, you know, the Posse Comitatus.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They just want some, you know, it's the new big bugbear to scare you with.
Yeah.
Since we don't have the Soviet Union knocking on our back door anymore, and communism to be afraid of, well, now it has to be Muslims.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that because Obama has quoted something from the Quran, or he says, you know, he was saying that Muslim was a religion of peace and whatnot, and the Republicans are going just ape crazy here, you know. They're saying, oh, it's because he said the religion of peace. Like, you know who also said that? Bush. President Bush also said that. I have a recording of it, but the audio is so crappy, I'm not even going to bother playing it. But I will put a link into the show so you can watch it later. But even Bush himself said that this was right after 9/11, saying, hey, you know, these people, they're not all these people are terrorists. Islam's a religion of peace and all that stuff. So, but Republicans, they forget that. They completely forget that Bush said it first. And they were saying, oh, there's a Quran in the White House. It's like, who do you think put it there? Bush. Bush put it there. Do they remember that either? No. They think it's all Obama because Obama's a secret Muslim. Just complete stupidity. Vani, your thoughts?
I am so sick of this issue. It's a dead issue they just keep trying to revive because they have so little credible issues, real issues, to moan about. And they don't want to know the truth because then they'd have to stop griping and moaning, which seems to me like that's their favorite thing outside of poking their noses in women's uteruses and loading up on guns.
Yes.
Is let's just make up baloney stories and let's just keep running it, you know, and let's just keep running this country right into the ground because we don't like who you have there up in the White House. It's so ridiculous. I just can't even believe what they're doing. They're making such a mockery of America. It is really sad.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff that they're doing, you know, if they're taking a simple speech that Obama put out there, you know, at a town hall meeting, and they chop up everything he says, and they take everything out of complete context.
Yeah.
And it's just like... He was saying, hey, you didn't build that.
And they
do
it on purpose.
Yeah, oh yeah,
they do it on purpose. I actually am beginning to think that these people aren't actually as dumb as they appear to be. They're doing it on purpose because this is railroading everything that of progress.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I think they know exactly what they're doing.
Oh yeah, they know what they're doing. But the reason why they're playing it like that is because they know the people who are listening to them, they have
don't
the intelligence.
Know the difference.
They don't know the difference, and some of them have the intelligence of a fly.
And they won't do the checks and all that stuff. I mean, you watch Fox every day; that's your news channel, and that's who you trust. And you're right; it's sad.
Yeah, and they prove that the people who watch news from Fox know less than people that don't watch any news at all.
Yeah, exactly. But we should. I clarify something, or maybe you could clarify it to me.
Sure.
Muslim isn't actually a religion anyway. The religion is Islam.
Right.
So where he said Muslim is a peaceful religion is not even a religion. That's...
Yeah, he might have said Islam. I'm not feeling a little under the weather, so I may have misquoted it. But he said Islam. I believe he said Islam was a religion of peace, not Muslims are a religion of peace. That would be my.
I could be wrong, but the way I thought it was is that Islam was the actual religion.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's what it is. I'm just like I said. I'm a little confused as to. Tonight.
Yeah, and there is no religion of peace.
No,
that's
religion
not
is
religion.
No
that's
religion
not
religion's
not, agenda.
Yeah, religion is not a religion is not for is not
got
peaceful.
Nothing to do with peace. Yeah.
No, if they actually read their Bibles, they'd actually really realize this. But a lot of them don't bother picking it up because that's what they think. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is the real sad part of really this story to me is that in the last 4 years since Obama's been president. More people think he's a Muslim than they did in 2008.
Yeah,
the Pew poll show that in 2008 it was like 12% of people in America believed he was a Muslim.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. And now it's 19%, so it's going up. So what does that say about? To me, it says a lot about the public because that 19%. We know where they fit in the political spectrum and what they look like. You know, it's not just sort of 19% evenly spread across the United States demographic. You know, it's just, so. It's really disturbing.
Yes, it is. It really is disturbing that the people actually think it because this is because of Fox News and the Republican Party. They keep saying, oh, Obama's a Muslim, he's a Muslim, he's a secret Muslim, and then they start buying it because that's what one thing I've learned about people. If you repeat a lie enough and by the more supposedly credible people, then it becomes in their mind true even though it's not, and that's how I imagine that's how religion got started, because someone lied enough times and people started believing it. And hey, before too long, it's known as the gospel truth. That could go for anything. This is a perfect example of that. Obama, he's not a Muslim, but basically, oh, if it's repeated enough, we'll just keep pushing it. And they'll go, oh, well, he must be a Muslim. He's not done anything even remotely considered that. But to them, oh, well... Fox says it. It must be true. Please. All right. Let's get into our next topic.
Give me the news.
Now, there was a Nebraska woman who had her house was broken into, and while she was home, and because she was a lesbian, they attacked her, and they wrote anti-gay slurs They carved it right into her skin. See, this is the problem with a lot of religious nut jobs out there, is because they keep being told that gay people are bad, or gay people are sinful, or they're misguided, or they're or whatever that they want to put out there about gay people. They don't realize that their words are creating these nut jobs out there. They're going after people that are different from themselves. Now, supposedly Christianity is supposed to be a religion of tolerance, and except for unless you're gay or whatever, or an atheist or what, or another religion, then the tolerance just evaporates like a fart in the wind, basically. Tolerance is something that religion is not have. Does not have. There is no tolerance in religion. Period. Religion is an intolerant psychopath of just messed up stuff. And this partially, and I know this is not the religious section of the show, but I feel bad for this lady, because one of the words that they had several gay epithets, but they were not mentioned in this article, but one of them was the word dyke. I mean, this is really just so sad that these people are being persecuted like this just because they want to love somebody of the same gender. It's completely ridiculous. Who you love is not always in your control, and it's not anybody else's business who you love, whether it be another man, another woman, or the same man, or a same gender as yourself. It's just plainly stupid. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I have no words for this kind of activity. This is just despicable, and it's exactly the 50s all over again. Yeah. You know, it went on for dozens and dozens of years before then, and, you know, this kind of thing has been going on for dozens and dozens of years with the LGBT community, and... You know, lynchings of black people in the 50s, and, you know, this kind of thing going on. She would have been, they had intended to kill her.
Mm-hmm. They also poured gasoline on her and tried to set her on fire.
They had intended to, you know, burn up the evidence, too.
Yeah.
They tried unsuccessfully to set the house on fire. And, you know, these people are out there. These people are your neighbors. That's the scary part. These people are people that we walk past every day, and, you know, they're looking at you thinking, gosh, is he queer?
Oh, yeah. I when I was growing up, that was the main epithet. You're gay or whatever, you know, just because if somebody has a different body shape, or they're, you know, myself, I'm not very built, very muscular in an upper body. So everybody thought that about me. Was not true. Still isn't to this day.
But, I always thought you had a heck of a rack, Packard.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't mean there. But but if somebody's different, then that's the only thing that they focus on is that. And you did mention that about the fact they tried to burn her up. And the fact that she was able to... get out of the house alive and get to a neighbor and say, hey, you know, I need help. And fortunately, the neighbor just happened to be home and was able to help her, was able to, you know. I'm surprised that they didn't try drag her out on a chain or something, you know, like they've done to several gay people in the past. They hooked them up to a train and then drug them down the street. And that just makes me even more angry that these people are out there. And I don't know if they've caught these people yet, and I certainly hope they do, because this is just disgusting. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I would sure love to know the follow-up on this, too, because, I mean, they should be going to jail.
Absolutely. They should go under the jail. I don't want to put them in jail. I want to put them under the jail.
It's just disgusting. I have a favorite saying now. It's that you don't get to excuse your priest for rape while in the same breath bashing consenting human beings for love. Yeah. Own up or shut up.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think
that.
It might be a daily tweet.
Yes.
I just, the human value, the way that people can just say, well, because you're not like me, I don't like you. I mean, these are insecure people. These are just, you have to be like me so I can feel better about myself. And it's ridiculous. We're so far removed, at least where I live here in Canada anyway. I mean, maybe in some other places it's bad, but I just can't even fathom this. It's just such a non-issue here, and I'm so happy for it. It makes me sick.
Yeah, and actually I read this earlier that over in Ireland, they are actually getting ready to get gay marriage going over there.
Good.
And I was like, good for them. I mean,
that's a really strong message coming from that particular
place,
yeah. That's really, really good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about time, too. I mean, America's just got to wake up. We got to get these religious fundamentalists out of our country. And, or, you know, since religion's dying off anyway, well, I guess we're going to have to, you know, take time. But
I don't think it's dying off anywhere anytime soon in America.
Yeah, well, that's the trend, actually, that the religion is actually going down. Yeah, so we're actually starting to wake up. We're still evolving. It's just going to take a while. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a terrible story. This was Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. A couple days ago in Omaha, Nebraska, they had a vigil for there's an organization called Vigil Against Violence. It's really sad. You go to their Facebook page and you just see how many of these vigils there are. I mean, every week there's another one, and you know, hundreds of people coming together, candlelight vigils for people who are victims of in the LGBTQ community for violence. And this particular woman, her identity is a secret at this point. They refer to her as Rainbow Jane,
As what? Because you kind of cut out
Rainbow there. Rainbow Jane.
Rainbow Jane.
So instead of Jane Doe, Rainbow, right, for the LGBTQ.
Gotcha.
But they, there's a web page to try and raise some money to help pay for her medical bills at Star City. Oh wow, what's it called? I can't remember. Star City something. StarCityLight.org, something like that. But if you go to Facebook, you can just look up Vigil Against Violence Facebook pages. There's more than one, but they have a main page. It has about 2,000 followers. But they organize these different almost weekly events, it seems like. These vigils. And there's just some real moving pictures from the one in Omaha a few days ago for Rainbow Jane. It's just tragic.
Yes, it is.
And as far as I know, the guys haven't been caught. Or the perpetrators have not been caught.
Yeah, no. As far as I know, they haven't caught it. And the police are saying at this point, basically, it's a hate crime. And basically, that's exactly what it is. It is a hate crime, and it really needs to be taken care of. Speaking of breaking in to places, moving on to our next story here. A man accused of breaking into homes. Not to steal anything, not to steal watches or jewelry or money, but just to go inside and look at pornography. Yeah. Apparently, he does not have high-speed internet at home, so either that or he's out walking around and goes, you know, I need to look at some boobies right now. And it's like, that looks like a nice house. Apparently, one part, he woke into people's homes while they were still at home. I mean, this guy's obviously a sick and twisted individual. Sick for sure, because he apparently woke in. A boy had walked into his bedroom and found the guy still sitting at his desk looking at pornography on his computer. And a lady had come home and found that there's been towels laid out, a cell phone, and moisturizer. So apparently he's walking around with his own lube, and she. The guy, you know, started yelling at her, saying he was going to kill her or whatever, because of the fact that she caught him in her home. So it's, I don't blame the pornography completely on this, because anybody can have a reaction to anything if the desire is there for whatever it is. So just to blame pornography for this one issue would be the wrong message. Because he could have been going in there just look at YouTube or whatever. It could have been that as well. Just because it happened to be pornography, doesn't mean we have to start using this as an argument against pornography. And yes, I'm going to use the word pornography a lot in this segment. Because overall, it's actually more helpful than it is harmful to our society as a whole because of that. Rape and other crimes like that actually have decreased, not increased, because of pornography. And that's what fundamentalists don't seem to understand. So, but that said, this one instance, he has a problem. He needs to be treated for it, and hopefully he will get the help he needs. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a guy who obviously needs some help. And, you know, he apparently he's admitted to being addicted to porn. And if we had, you know, free access to mental health care in this country, he could have talked to somebody about this a long time ago, and something could have been done about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be taken this far, no matter what it is, whether it's a porn addiction or a drug addiction or, you know, you name it. So if somebody knows there's something wrong, if there's an avenue for them to reach out and get help, that's great. If there isn't, what else do you do but hide it?
Right. Exactly. And that's the problem. The help is not there, and the right doesn't want anybody to have medical assistance. So if we can't get medical assistance, then these problems are just going to get worse. And it really does. You're right. He's sick. He just needs help. And Dawkins, he said, because he was able to take care of himself, he doesn't need help. But,
yeah, he took care of himself a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I always find it more fun with a friend. But, you know, but it's still there, you know. He's definitely need of some serious psychotherapy. And maybe he will be able to get over his addiction. I mean, people get, like I said before, people get addicted to anything. We were talking before the show how people, just here on the panel, some of us, we're just sitting here, I'd like to get stuff done around the house, but I'm too damn addicted to Twitter, you know. So and most people, a lot of people are, because they're checking their phones or Facebook or whatever, it doesn't matter. There's always something you can be addicted to. It just because it's there, you know, So we don't blame Twitter for someone breaking into your home. We know we want to blame the porn because it's an easy target. Vonnie, your thoughts?
When pornography comes with doctrine that states thou shall wank in strangers' homes, then I'll be the first one to blame pornography.
There you go.
But at some point, we need to be grown-ups. And if you have issues that could invade or abuse other people, you really need to be a grown-up and get it sorted out.
Right.
Exactly. Maybe that sounds harsh, but it's a harsh world.
Yes, it is. No, you're right. He should get help, basically.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's some trigger in his mind. He knows that's not right to do.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a good place to start. This isn't right. I need to get help. Now he'll probably get help.
Right.
Now he's been caught, right?
Exactly.
And now he'll be forced to get help. But, I mean, there's influences no matter what. I mean, we were just talking about that with the Batman movie and
mm-hmm.
everybody blaming Batman. And, you know, at some point, this man was a grown-up, and he made a very bad choice.
Yes, absolutely.
And we can't go around blaming influences. And I specifically made that reference to the doctrine and thou shalt wank in strangers' homes, because I know someone listening might say, well, what's the difference between that and religion? And that is the difference. Religion is not just an influence. It comes with doctrine.
Right, exactly.
And that is more than just flipping through a channel and seeing something and saying, oh, you know, that's a big difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's there. That reminds me, I used to know this guy many years ago, and you know, everybody in the head has this little thing. You know, sometimes it's shut off in people's heads. It's like saying, hey, let's, you know, if you have this thought about doing something, you send this little voice in your head saying, hey, don't do that, comes on and says, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. That little voice is turned off. So,
yeah.
And in this guy's head, that little voice that says, hey, you know, I know you're kind of like, you know, in the mood right now, but breaking into someone's home, you shouldn't be doing that. So that voice is kind of a little suppressed. And that could be treated with the proper medication and proper psychotherapy. Yeah. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Bonnie is really kind of hitting at part of the problem. But this is really kind of the difference between being in Canada and being in the U.S. Being in the U.S., knowing that you need medical help is an economic decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, I need to get medical help. It's another thing to say, I am going to spend the money so that I can get the medical help I need.
I can respect that, Wayne, and I apologize for sounding probably insensitive about that. You're right. From a Canadian perspective, I take that for granted.
Yeah, this guy, he's been struggling with this for a while. These cases started last year. There was a rash of break-ins in the neighborhood in September and October of 2011 where this was happening, and then it kind of went away. And then it started up again in April, and then in May or June, you know, it's pretty clear to me this guy was struggling with this. I mean, we can look at it and sort of, you know, oh, he's a horrible person, and yeah, he did threaten some woman, he's going to kill her when he left the phone out of the, but there's some I don't want to call it like demons or something, but he's really, really struggling with this for a long time, mm-hmm. and we don't really have anything in place in this country to help people who need help. I mean, there's just that whole idea. I mean, I'm just the thought of I need help, let me get help. That doesn't even that's not even part of the American psyche, because we don't think that way. We're not trained to think that way. We're trained to think, I need to get how do I pay for this
with
help?
The price that's, you know,
that's,
tag,
that's
doesn't
just
it?
The way we think, and it's sad. It's terrible, and it should never be that way. It's, you know, just without derailing this too much, this whole healthcare debate was really upsetting to me, because we had two sides arguing about whether we should provide health insurance
right to
everybody, or it's like, why is the argument about providing health insurance and not providing health care?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we should be providing health care, because the we need to be able to get these people into treatment. I mean, another thing that's common in the United States is that not just the fact is what you said there, Wayne, but a lot of it is, hey, if you're sick, most of the time you can probably just do it yourself. Just take care of it yourself. Unless, you know, like your arm is like hanging off by a thread, you know, and then, in which case then you go to the doctor or something. But, and I think that a lot of that is a guy thing too. I mean, unless guys more often than women will say, hey, that's okay, I don't need to go to the doctor, or I don't need help, I'll just figure this out on my own.
That's a thing too, Packard, because in other countries, people go to the doctor when they need to go to the doctor.
Right.
You know, in this country, because of the economic pressure, I mean, there is kind of sort of pressure on the man of the house who's the breadwinner. I mean, it's very stereotypical, whatever. But, you know, he's in charge of making sure there is enough money in the household. So for him to go to the doctor for something he doesn't need to is a waste of household money. And he's not going to do it. I mean, it's not quite that direct, but there is that pressure that sits on there that doesn't exist in other countries. And so we can say, yeah, it's a very it's a very man thing to not want to go to the doctor, but it's not really. It's an economic thing. At the bottom of it all, it's all economics. It's driving that. It's not a man thing. It's an economic thing.
Yeah, that's that too. I mean, that's the last time I heard of it. It was just more guys didn't want to go to the hospital, because it was like man up. That was the whole thing there I was trying to hit at.
But that's the way it manifests itself. But that's not the root cause. In my opinion, that's not the root cause. Maybe it is. Maybe it is a man-woman thing. But I see it as stemming from the economics of it.
Yeah,
maybe Vonnie or maybe some of our friends in the UK. You can tell us. Is it a man thing in
no.
Canada to not go to the doctor? You mean
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't want to guess at that. Both my parents are stubborn, and they have health care. So, I don't know.
That's like I was gonna say that. Like one of the people who's in our chat room, who usually shows up our chat room, she's not feeling well tonight, and she told me that she couldn't go to the doctor because of the fact is it just because in certain places where she lives, you have to pay for the doctor visit in advance. And if you don't, if you can't pay it, if you don't have insurance, then, you know, you're screwed. So there's
I think another thing too, Packard, is embarrassment, especially for something like that. It would be not only an economical thing, which entirely makes sense, Wayne, but also that would be very embarrassing to have to, you know, hey, I have this fetish where I want to wank in strangers' houses. How do you bring that up? So, and I think that a lot of men actually avoid getting prostate tests when because of the same thing. They're embarrassed. Even here in Canada, where it's free, they're embarrassed about it.
I think that's a big thing there too. You know, the whole I think part of it is the guy thing. It's like medical problems are sometimes they're embarrassing, and because we're so undereducated about our bodies and the responsibility we need to take about them. Sometimes it's really sad. All right, well, let's get into our next topic. Oh, yeah, we had spoken about what happened out in Colorado earlier in the show. Now, the religious right just cannot seem to help themselves when it comes to talking about this tragedy. And the thing is, well, it's not that I'd rather not discuss too much about it myself, but unfortunately, on the show, we do like to try to stay at least within some topics of what's going on. But the religious right, in this case, they're using this as for political gain. They're saying that basically the American Family Association, which is if you've ever listened to anything that's out of the American Family Association, these people put out such propaganda and lies that it's not even funny. They said that the host wasted no time lining up the far-right evangelical minister, Jerry Newcomb, of Truth and Action Ministries, to tell the audience that that among the dead were only true Christians that were able to go to heaven, and the rest, he suggests, were already consigned to hell. Really, you're such an asshat that you're telling these people, some of these people that were shot and killed, that the true Christians, you know, there's that whole no Scotsman fallacy again. That the only true Christians were going to go to heaven. Everybody else was already going to hell. So it's just, these people are just, they're opportunists. These people are slime buckets, in my opinion. And when they start talking about, Brian Fisher is the biggest one right there. If you've ever seen some of the segments, there's a YouTube, it's called Right Wing Watch. It gets a lot of negative hits on it because they're showing these clips of him and going off, and it's a positive thing because they're trying to show that these people, the bigotry and the idiocy of these people, and I just cannot believe. I generally don't believe a whole lot lately, but they were also saying that it'd be a good time to ask yourself, why have you accepted Jesus Christ, and why have you not repented, and why you fall under God's judgment? They think this is God's judgment, and that just makes me even more upset, because instead of saying, hey, you know, this is a natural tragedy, you know, we should all come together, try to help work this out. No, only the true Christians went to heaven, the rest of you are all in hell. This guy's head is so far up his ass, it's not even funny. And I just want to keep shoving him up even harder, because that's where he belongs. And I'm gonna go grab my pitchfork now. I'll be right back. Dan, your thoughts?
It's it's typical, and it takes us right back to Joe McCarthy in the 50s again.
Yeah.
It's demonizing, you know, we got to demonize the communists, the godless communists then, because that was the reason why we ended up with under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, because of the religious right at the time stressing that we had to make sure that God was in our country, because the godless communists were coming to take over. And, you know, it's just somebody else to call the other now. And yeah. It's the same people like Michelle Bachmann and Louis Gohmert that are demonizing anyone who doesn't conform to their idea of what a true Christian is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's pathetic. Billy Graham wrote some, you know, letter to America this week in which he said that if God doesn't punish America, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, jeez. There was another one that I saw earlier tonight that the American Family Association, it may have been another religious fundy, he was saying, you know, because of all the gays and homosexuals, God knocked out the world with a flood, and then he's going to come after America, too, if we don't get rid of these gay people. It's like, okay, one, you obviously haven't read your Bible because you're according to your Bible and the stuff that you believe, or not you, Dan, just these fundies believe,
yeah.
That these fundies believe, that say, if I'm not mistaken, it says, oh, God's promised he would never flood the world ever again. Did I miss something there? Did I miss a line? Really? Now you're telling that God's going to... Now you're a mind reader and you can read what God's going to do because of gays. God's going to make the world flood again. I mean, so you're changing what God has supposedly said in his unalterable documents, his perfect document, and change it to what you want? I don't think so. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So stupid. Where's my pitchfork? Bonnie, your thoughts?
It's just so much crazy. I mean, any day of the week, just like throw a dart and you'll find some kind of crazy article about Christians or religion in general.
I like what you said last week. Scrap, it's all crap, scrap.
That's right. More of the same. But they shame themselves. I suspect the only people nodding their head at this is the already indoctrinated sheep. I mean, I don't know that, but that's my suspicion. I love it when these things go viral because I just sit back and say, like, thank you, Mr. Nutbag, for making my job as an anti-theist so much easier. Every time someone like this guy goes off on a religious bandwagon, another atheist gets his wings. Just think of it that way. So horn on, nutbag. Horn on. Keep talking.
An atheist gets his wings. I like that.
I should tweet that. Every time we have a show, I find a new tweet.
There you go. That's a good one.
Let him talk. Let him talk.
Let him talk. They're just digging their own grave.
So when these things go viral, just chuckle to yourself because... someone just got their atheist wings.
Yeah, I think the more the people... I feel sorry for the people who actually believe these nutballs. And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're sitting there. They're the ones that are sitting there with the real problem, you know. It's
exactly.
Not the guy with the problem with the porn. The people who go, oh, yeah, God's coming for me. You know, then they're stroking off something else in the process.
Well, yeah, it's like excusing the priest and then bashing the person who just wants to love. Like, excuse me, who exactly is the crazy one here?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they don't they can't figure that one out.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
Yeah, thank you for playing. Wayne, your thoughts?
It reminded me today there was another story came out just tangentially related to this. Chick-fil-A, part of the money, I think the money they gave, part of it was to the AFA.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, typical, this, you know, yeah, we hear these crazy Christian stories all the time, but a lot of them seem to come from the AFA.
Yeah.
But then just today, the person in charge of public relations for Chick-fil-A just up and died of a heart attack today.
I saw that.
So, you know, so maybe God is not happy with Chick-fil-A. You
know, I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know. Yeah, something always happens, and they always blame God, or they credit God with doing this. to combat evil. But, then why is God killing the innocent people for what the evil people are doing? It just doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, I was actually listening to a podcast on that. Apparently, God always kills the innocent because the innocent are the ones that always seem to take the crap first because, they're the innocent ones. So, leave the wicked ones behind. He's just going to kill off all the innocent ones.
Luckily, we have the righteous ones there to point it out for us.
Yes, exactly. They think they're so innocent, but why aren't they dead too if they're so innocent? That doesn't seem to sit right. Just so strange. On to our next story here. We're going to stay in Colorado and on this Texas politician. He's blaming the shooting on... Now, he's taking a different direction on this. He's saying that the shooting is because of godlessness. Because the Republican Lewis Buller Gohart, he's out in... I'm not sure where he's... He was talking to the Radio Heritage Foundation Ice Took Live show. He was asked why he believes that such acts of violence had taken place. And he said that, what really gets me as a Christian is to see that ongoing attacks on Judeo-Christian beliefs and then some senseless, crazy act of terror like this takes place. Then he added on there, he said, some of us happen to believe that when our founders talked about gathering our virtue and freedom, that was important, whether it's John Adams saying our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people, which I seriously doubt he said, and he continues on saying Ben Franklin, only if virtuous people are capable of freedom, as nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. We have been at war with the very pillars, the very foundation of this country. The guy is a total nut job. That's unquote, by the way. Not the nut job part. But the thing is, this guy is also a total nut job. I mean, there's not, the only difference is between some of these fundamentalist Christians. I'm not poking at all Christians on this, and as I'm not pointing out a wide brush on this. Just the more fundamentalists. Some of them, just because they're going out there and they're spreading this crap. And some of these people, there are so fundamentalists, they're actually carrying guns and knives. And they're trying to use this. They're forcing their religion. He's using his religion. He's using his a radio show to force his religion onto everybody else. And it's just... Where's my pitchfork? Dan, your thoughts?
Louis Gohmert's an idiot, for one thing. I don't know how on earth these people keep getting elected. The guy's a moron. He was going on about how it would have been a lot better if why didn't any of these people in the theater have guns?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it would have been better if there were even more bullets flying around. Do you think, this is some Rambo thing that some guy in the front row is going to stand up when they see somebody barging in with automatic weapons and put a bullet in his head and save the day and be the hero of the world?
Yeah.
Shit like that doesn't happen.
Right.
Blaming it on attacks on the Judeo-Christian ethics and everything else. It's like, I've about had it up to here with idiots like this. And Louis Gohmert is one among many.
Yeah.
Him, Michelle Bachmann, that
we need to run
idiot
these people out of-
who used to be in the Army that's down in Florida. I can't remember his name right now.
I wish we should run these people out of politics on a rail and run them out of town and or out of the country. They can go sit in a real fundamentalist country like Iran or Iraq and find out what real fundamentalism is.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And then they'll go, oh, well, this maybe, this country isn't quite so bad. But this stuff drives me absolutely apeshit. Yes, I said it. There goes our clean tag's been gone anyway for this last couple shows anyhow. So well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So you're gonna hear a few. If you're wondering why there's swears on this show, well, I'm gonna start leaving a few of them in there. if it gets too bad, then I'll
it's, start ju- it's just them. Words.
They're just words. They're not gonna hurt you. Vonnie, your thoughts?
So yeah, let's give everyone a gun, like Oprah. You get a gun. You get a gun. Everyone gets a gun.
Guns for everyone. Whee!
Yeah, guns for everyone. Hooray! Because people are so good at holding their tempers. That's what we should do. We should give everybody a gun.
That's the answer to everything.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. The population of America would go down dramatically. Holy smokes. That's a politician's solution. Yeah, it's not even
the right wing politicians mostly.
Yeah, right wing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind. You know, personally, if a gun is used responsibly, I have no. I have if it's used if it's used responsibly, you know, or just for people who use it for hunting or whatnot, I have no problem with that. I mean, I own a couple myself. Most of them are BB guns. because that's the most high powered thing I want in my house is a BB gun because I have BBs.
You know those people who like are just fervent about it that just really got to have a gun. Those are the people that should not have a gun.
Right. I have them. I don't take them out. I barely take them out. I mean, I have one that's
a burning fever for it. You probably shouldn't have one.
Exactly. That's if you really want one, you shouldn't have one. Then that's if you run it that bad, maybe you shouldn't be, you know, maybe not carrying it around. I mean, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Those people really, really want one. We'll give you a BB gun. You can train on that one for a while, and when you get tired of playing with that one, then you know. Then if you get tired of the whole notion, then
what? Yeah. What are your policies for traveling with guns? Like here,
I think it varies,
permit handy, and you better have it locked up. It has to be locked up in your vehicle, locked.
Yeah, there's a oh yeah, there's a lot of it varies from state to state here in the United States. Some of the places you can have a concealed weapon, and if you have a permit from that state, I imagine I don't know if Dan, do you have a concealed permit in Illinois there?
No, it's very difficult to travel from one state to another with weapons.
Yeah.
Certain weapons are.
Like you mentioned, it
varies so much from state to state that your best bet is leave it at home, period. Yeah.
Or lock it in the trunk if you have to transport it.
Yeah.
Make sure there's a lock on it. Yeah, you know, you're right, Vonnie. In the United States here, we are the whole word united in this case is a fallacy. Just because the only thing we have in common in this country is the fact that we all share the same roads and we all have the same currency. Other than that, when it comes to laws,
every state has their own. Like here, that's a
the same military, whole
country.
Yeah, but from state to state, a lot of the laws are legal. One thing's legal is completely illegal in another place. I mean, it could be from anything from guns to sex. I mean, it's all over the map, and we have no continent.
I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah,
because like here, for example. You guys better get your ducks in a row. This is what's happening. And granted, we only have a handful of provinces compared to how many states you have. But the concept's the same.
Yeah.
And something like this, it's a huge issue. You know. It's you don't get to pick and choose when the government
the
says it's a certain
about
way.
That type
you do
of
it.
Situation is that we've got people in this country in elected office right now. Who are wanting to make that situation worse?
Mm-hmm.
The guys that go on yelling about states' rights and how the 14th Amendment shouldn't apply to this and that, they want to make it even worse so that the individual states have more and more control, which means they have more and more of a chance of being completely different from other states.
Yeah, and you know, it's even make it even worse. I mean, if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty of it, every state has its own personal constitution. So it's not like we have one constitution for the United States, but every state, it's got its own personal constitution. And so they figured they can insert anything they want in there. So if it's something they say, for a weird example, let's say businesses can only be open, can't be open on Sunday. If they want to put that in their state constitution, they'll say, well, it's by our state constitution. If you're open on Sunday, you're violating the law.
In Illinois, it's against the law for a car dealership to be open on Sunday.
Yeah, well, same thing here in Wisconsin. In that they say that's state and it's constitutional for a state constitution. We are not united. We are a divided nation, even within our own borders. It's just ridiculous. But we're getting way off topic. on this show, no, really. Wayne, your thoughts?
Again, these people are just they want to. I'm not even sure. Do they believe what they say? I mean, is he just saying this because he thinks people will believe it if he says it, or is he saying it because he believes it himself? It's not.
I think it's a mixture of both. To tell you the truth,
and that's the scary thing is that either way it's bad. But the scary thought is that he actually believes this stuff, and he's in a position of power. Michelle Bachman, or Alan West in Florida. These nutty people that we have, and the words they say are just on one level they're very funny, but on the other level they're very scary because these are people of power, and they are thwarting our ability to do anything in this country. I mean, I get a little bit tired when people are they talk about how these things like both sides do it, it's a do nothing Congress.
Yep. This is actually a less than do nothing Congress.
To a certain degree, it's like, yes, it's true. Both sides tend to go at each other, but what the last 4 years in particular, what we've been seeing from the conservatives in this country is like nothing we've ever seen before. Ever, yep. They are literally doing nothing for the purpose of hurting this country. They are trying to hurt this country so that they can get their person put in as president.
Yeah.
So rather than say, yes, we have a problem, we lost the election, let's solve these problems, and let us take credit for solving these problems, they're afraid to do that because they think by doing that, some of that credit will reflect on the president, and they can't have that.
Yeah, because he's black.
Well, no, because he's the other side.
Oh, that too.
And if it reflects good on him, he might get reelected. So it cannot reflect good on him at all. So we will bring this economy down to make it reflect bad on him, and then we'll get in power, and then we'll fix it. That's kind of their thinking. It makes no sense whatsoever. Every other time in American history, Congress, they would fight and they would take the credit for it. And the battle was who got the credit. Did the Congress get the credit for doing it, or does the president get the credit for doing it? And we've lost that paradigm is completely gone now. And it's just like, no, we're just not going to give the president anything. We're not going to, and it's even worse than doing nothing. I mean, they're actually doing things to hurt.
Yeah.
And it's just sad.
Yes, it is really sad that the fact is that they think that they have to destroy this country just so they can try to build it back into their image, which is where – and their image is total crap, and it's tearing this country apart. I don't think they care because they have the money, and they think they have their religion, and they think that this is a God-fearing country, and it's not. It's a secular country, but they don't see that, and I don't think they want to. Oh, anyway – before we all start grabbing our pitchforks, and I'm sure most of us have grabbed it by now, let's get into our next topic. And our funny tweet this evening comes from Godless Savage. And he says, in his tweet, he says that if you die a virgin, does that mean you might be giving to a terrorist in the hereafter?
That's a scary thought.
That is a scary thought. I'm breaking in a new producer, so some of the text doesn't show up on the screen right away. My apologies. Dan, your thoughts?
Well, it said that they would be provided virgins. It didn't say male or female.
Right. Yeah, I definitely. I'm glad I won't be given to a terrorist. Well, maybe if she was hot looking, I might fake it, you know. But I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding. Vonnie, your thoughts?
It's funny. Only funny because I don't believe in that crap.
Right.
Probably no surprise. I'm not a virgin, so.
There's a joke goes around this.
Unless virgins can be born again. In that case, I might be a virgin.
Well, there's surgery for that, you know. So why you'd want to go through all that again, I don't know. But that's
why? No. Yeah, exactly. It was so fun the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me up for that. Yeah.
Exactly. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, the whole... These, I don't know, they're after death theories are just too bizarre. I mean, just I don't know. I, it's like I'll give them creativity for creation theories. I mean, those are interesting. But you know, the after death theories. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Turtles All the Way Down. I like, you know, they just. But this is nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
Natural happiness and harps and 72 virgins and just, you know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would want to put up with that one way or the other.
At least creation myths can, you know, I don't know. I find them kind of inspirational in a sense. I mean, there's some really, really good ones out there that just, you know, kind of, I don't know, give you a connection to reality, you know, where does this come from? You know, there's a poetry to creation myths, and you know, even the search for the Big Bang, you know, that kind of stuff that we do, is sort of rooted in that same desire, that same quest. You know, but the whole idea of we're just gonna make up something for what comes after is really bizarre. I don't know. I just find it very disturbing.
Okay.
I do too.
That was quite the analogy of a funny tweet. Probably the longest analogy I've had of a funny tweet since.
That's because it was about religion.
That's of course.
Yeah. We can't help ourselves.
I know. We're bad like that. But let's get into our next topic.
Hey, you guys!
And our shout-out this evening comes from Dan. And Dan has the shout out for Cosmic Evolution. That's CosmicEvolution. Dan, would you tell us a little bit about Cosmic Evolution?
Cosmic Evolution, Dr. David Warmflesh. Well, if you're like me, and I know I am, I like some science in my Twitter feed. And, Cosmic Evolution. David is an astrobiologist and a science communicator. He's a doctor, as in physician. He's big into health and fitness. And he's in Portland, Oregon, has a very cool Twitter feed and blog. So give him a follow on there.
Absolutely. If you're out on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? Definitely give Cosmic Evolution a follow and tell him you heard him on the show. Okay, let's get into our question of the week.
Excuse me.
I have a question.
I have a question.
I have a question, sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking you a question.
Our question from last week was, let's see here, if you could physically enhance yourself in any way, wings, x-ray eyes, stretchable arms, anything goes, what would you choose? And the replies were from two people. We had Freeze for Fun. That's FreeZe for FORFUN. It says gills for when the ice is all gone. So apparently he's looking forward to all the glacial thawing. The other one from our top number one tweeter on this is from Wizard of Todd. He says, my body modification would have nanobot capable of altering me on a both genetic and physical level, injecting into me. That way I can have any body modification I want with the hashtag win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. I like Todd's answers. He's very thorough on those those questions.
It's not cheating. I'm just using the tools I have available.
That's right. He's changing him on a whim. I don't see that's perfect. He knows that if I need something. It reminds me of the there's a cartoon comic called Amazo, because he could basically take the form of whoever he's looking at. He could take away their, he could get copy their powers, their intellect, whatever, and that would be basically on the same level there. I'm sorry, I'm geeking out again. But the question this week, it comes from Joe Unseen. Even though he's not here, I asked him to come up with a question for the show, and he said, if you could be any character from an Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sigourney Weaver film, which one would it be and why? Dan, if you could be any character from a Sigourney Weaver or Joe or an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, who would it be? And why?
Oh gosh, that's a tough one. I want to be in a Schwarzenegger movie. I want to be the little kid that looks up at him and says, "Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina."
At least he's being honest. Funny. If you could, if you could be any character from an Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sigourney Weaver film, which one would it be and why?
I don't know movies.
Oh.
But I'm going to say The Alien, because that would be cool.
Okay. Oh, that'd be, yeah, Sigourney Weaver. She was in that one, in the movie Alien.
Yeah.
No, that's, you get to get all.
And that's I know of.
In all honesty, I've never actually seen any of the Alien movies. So just, so that's out there. So, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces based on it. I know there's some kind of monster that has like multiple heads coming out of the one head, but that's as far as it goes for me as far as knowledge on that.
Well, that kind of put a damper on the whole wanting to be Alien thing. I have to go, so I'm going to say goodbye now, okay?
Oh, okay.
I have to go pick up my kids, so I better run.
All right. All right, well, you have a good night, Vonnie, and if you want to give your Twitter shout-out real quick here, you can reach Vonnie on Twitter as?
Evolution Child, EVOLUTION_CHILD. Follow me.
Right, give her a follow.
Thanks, you guys. It's been awesome, and have a really good night. Love you all.
Bye-bye. See you, Vonnie.
Bye,
Vonnie. Bye. All right, and Wayne, if you could be any character from a Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sigourney Weaver film, who would it be and why?
I liked Julius Benedict from Twins. Arnold Schwarzenegger's character. There was this great innocence about him that just he didn't have an agenda. He was just a genuinely good person, just trying to find out about himself, and along the way, help his friends and help everybody else. He harbored no ill will toward people. I like that. I really like that movie. I don't know why. It's just kind of a cheesy movie, but Danny DeVito, I don't know. I always like Danny DeVito. He always strikes me just somebody who's a genuine character. And
yeah.
And in that movie, there's just as cheesy as it is. I like movies with cheesy relationships in them. I don't know why.
There you go. I was thinking
kind off and just kind of go along for the ride and enjoy it.
Yeah, I was thinking along those same lines. Actually, I was thinking about if I could be any character from an Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sigourney Weaver film. I was thinking about Twins, but then I thought, I was thinking about the original Total Recall. I thought, it'd be kind of cool to go to Mars. So I was thinking, I'd like to be one of the people who are on Mars, and because there's also that whole nasty radiation thing, you get supposedly psychic powers and everything. So I figured, there was the woman with the three, the three breasts.
Yeah.
I think I'd, like to go see that. But that's me. I'm sick and twisted like that. Going back into the whole porn thing, I guess. But anyway, that was a good question from Joe. Okay. Well, I think that's it. I think we're done. Finally. All right. All right. Well, if you would like to talk to us, and if you're out on Twitter, why aren't you? You can reach Dan on Twitter as
Rel Unrelated. That's RelUnrelated.
Right. If you want to reach Wayne on Twitter, you can reach Wayne on Twitter as
that's Random Excess. RANDOM Excess. EXCESS.
Right. And that's all one word for him.
All one word.
Right. And if you want to reach me on Twitter, that's at Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. If you want to reach the show notes, that's at PackardPokeSet, all one word. That's where they get the show announcements, and it'll tell when the show comes out. If you want to, the show notes themselves are at PackardPokeSet.wordpress.com. And there's while you're at PackardPokeSet.wordpress.com, there's a donation button. If you could go ahead and press that, and then put a few dollars amount in there, and a few numbers in there, you know, 2, 3, 4, 100, whatever. throw a few dollars my way, and that way I can get some decent equipment for the show, so we don't have technical issues we always seem to have. But tonight we didn't seem to have too many, so no one was able to get drunk tonight on the show. I think I'm going to make that a requirement. Every time we have a technical issue, everybody grab their drink and drink it out. So, but anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming. We had a couple of new faces in the chat room, and glad to have you all out here. If you would like to come to the live show at 9 p.m. Central, at 10 o'clock Eastern, on Friday nights, and go to justin.tv/PackerPokeSet, sign up for an account. It's free. You can join us in the chat room then. And then you can chat with us while we're doing the show. We have a really good time in the chat room, and it's always a fun show. It makes it a lot more fun to come and see the show. Other than that, I think we are pretty much done for the night. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at packerpokeset@gmail.com. And we will be happy to get back to you. Or if you have a question you would like an immediate answer to, try to reach us on Twitter. We'll get back to you. And we do reply to all our Twitters. At least we try to, anyway. Well, that's been it for us tonight. This has been Packer Pokes That. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.